Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Toyota's Patriots Today. I'm Jackie Britton. We are in Arizona for the NFL owners' meetings, and on Monday, we had a chance to hear from Patriots owner Robert Kraft, who spoke about some of the team's moves during free agency so far, which includes Darrelle Revis's departure back to the New York Jets.
Just talk about what led up to the decision not to first exercise the option on Revis. I know that was kind of an agreement prior to the contract, but then not
resign. It was an agreement prior to the contract? You know something I don't know.
That's what I was told.
Okay, well, I don't know who your source is, but that's news to me.
Okay. Well, then just the decision that he's now a Jet, and how close did you come to making an offer you thought he might accept?
Well, we thought we made a very competitive offer. I speak as a fan of the New England Patriots. We wanted to keep him. We wanted him in our system. And we have certain disciplines, and we had hoped it worked out. It didn't. You know, we just don't think about the short-term decisions. For example, next year we have three very good young defensive players coming up, and we have to factor that. We just don't look at this year. We look out at the next few years, and you know, we've done okay doing that. But as a fan, and in March and April, I hate to lose them. But our real focus is what goes on in the fall and the winter. And, you know, I put my faith and respect with Bill. And we have a lot of thorough discussions, and he's done pretty good the last 15 years, and the fan in me argues all the time with him, but he's got a pretty good record.
How close did you come to what he wound up accepting with the Jets?
I think we made a very competitive offer, and I must say this, because it's sort of I see how our situation with Vince, I mean, that's the team that drafted him. You know, I don't know. I think he feels a great commitment there, and so we understand him going back, and we're sorry he didn't stay with us.
Knowing what a good player he is, how do you feel about facing him twice a year now?
Well, we'll see what happens. We understand that he's a great player, and you know, the fan in me wishes he were still with us.
Were you willing to pay? You said you don't always agree with Bill. Were you willing to go the extra, whatever, millions of dollars to match a Jets offer and bring him back, and Bill talked you out of it? Or
no, I listen to what he says. We discuss things thoroughly, but he has done a pretty good job. And, you know, once again, the emotion and the fan in you want to keep all the good players. And we have a salary cap, and I know what it's like when you lose a game in the fall and the winter. And so the emotion of the spring has to have some discipline if you want to be good long term. And I think he's proven to be a pretty good manager of our resources.
Well, you have a quarterback who, Tom, is a contract probably at half his market value for what he's accomplished. And that money, I'm sure that he agreed to that contract to keep the team as competitive as possible. Is it almost not in keeping with that you have a guy who might be the best corner in the league, and then Bill decides he doesn't want to go the extra mile to try to keep him, even though the quarterback is at a very manageable
level? Well, let me just say this. Bill wanted him.
Right.
But, like, I mean, you probably don't have to work on a budget. But when you get a budget, there's certain things you can't do. And we have a budget. And, you know, in the end, we'll judge it by what the results are, what happens in wins and losses at the end of the year. And, you know, and also it takes two sides. And, you know, I think each side in the end did what was right for them.
Wow. Patriots Today is brought to you by Putnam Investments, proud partner of the New England Patriots.